Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hello, everyone. It's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Welcome to today's show. I'm excited to talk about something that we have to face every day for everyone, and that's looking at yourself in the mirror. And even if you don't have a mirror, it's the mirror of the mind, and it's the image of yourself, which, by the way, you cannot outperform your self-image. It's so important that if you're going to achieve something new in your life, that you analyze and take stock in what it is that you see in the mirror. And I'll give you an exercise and a tool, of course, because that's what this show is all about. I'm fired up because the fact is I've now accomplished 13 shows. I've also ran 153 days straight, and I'm about to make records inside of business because that's the image that I have created for myself, and it takes action. I mean, we could talk all day long about the things we used to be or we want to be, but the reality is if you don't take the necessary action, you don't align the activity with the things that matter the most throughout the day, meaning that you're efficient and you're working on the right things and you're working on them long enough and you're working on them consistently so that you will get the results you're looking for based again on what you see in the mind's eye, or better yet, the mirror that looks at you every single day when you get up. So when you look in the mirror, some of the things you can start observing is, what are the first things you start to think of? Are they positive? Or are you looking at yourself in a way that perhaps you're trying to improve something? Like maybe you're a little overweight, which again, to each his own, by the way, on this show, you don't have to be anything except you and what you're comfortable with. And I truly believe that if your image is exactly how you love it and how you like it, then that is awesome, because that is the purpose. That is the purpose of this show. But if it's anything less, if it's anything less than awesome, then you can work on things to bring your image to a whole new level. And when that happens, and it happens internally first, you're going to see some magic start to happen in your life. And outperforming that image is now a goal, because you can change the self-image and it becomes now a purpose. So therefore, the mirror exercise is a great one. And this is something I learned, by the way, and you know, I think back to the day when I sat with Brian Tracy. Wow, what an experience. And if you don't know Brian Tracy, he is an absolutely amazing individual, for one, but I'll tell you, he was such a pioneer in the area of personal development, in business especially, sales specifically. And one of the things that I learned that was so important in my development and my career, and when I was young especially, and if you are younger than me, these are some areas that you can build self-confidence through self-talk, because that's where your image comes from. It comes from the self-talk. It comes from looking in the mirror. And it comes from all the things that you associate yourself with, that sometimes if you don't control the mind, it pulls you into the emotional badlands where you feel bad. And then that image starts to create something around you and it holds you back. So it's really important to do some self-analysis. You're doing it anyway, just be conscious of it. Be aware of it. And then the things that you aspire to change, the things you aspire to have, start to take actions and build the activity around those things so it brings you further ahead every single day. This is not just a once in a while thing. Oh, I think I'll work on my self-image today. No, this is a task that you need to get up in the morning and be able to start working with it. Start your day off with focusing on the vision of the future, not the memories of the past. Which is often, by the way, where everybody starts their day. They start off in the morning getting up and thinking about the memories of the past. And I'll tell you, if those memories of the past aren't favorable, or in some way, shape, or form, your environment is not conducive for some positivity, then you're going to be drowning in this stuff all day long. And you're going to do that day after day after day. And then you're going to be wondering, what happened to all the time? Why do I know this? Because I've done it. I've gone through it. I have gone through the self-doubt, the poor image of myself, losing myself in my own sorrow of life. But here's one thing, folks. When you actually take action and you make commitments and you move, it will absolutely change your life. And yes, I have some passion today because I told you I'm going to get better and better at this. I'm going to bring the boom because I know what you're going through. But here's the thing. If you're destined and you know in your heart of hearts that you're going to make it at the end of the day because life is rigged in your favor, as Rumi says, with that attitude, knowing that you're going to move forward and you're going to go get it, people, places, events, circumstances, and things will start to show up in the direction that it is you want to go. And your job is to focus on the vision of your future, to take action in the areas that make it count, then connect with others to get feedback. If you haven't gotten a coach in your life and you're trying to get to a new level, maybe explore that. I'll tell you the fastest and best way to do it. Pick up a book on someone you admire, someone who has what you want, someone who's been where you are. I can tell you that one of those people might be me. And maybe you don't, you know, necessarily believe in that, but I do have a really good book that can help, okay? And that's why I said that. It's more of a joke, so haha. Just bring in some humor to the game. But listen, I really appreciate talking to you because I want to be in your corner. I am in your corner. I am a version of your corner. And because of my fight every day, I want you to go fight for the things you want every day. I want you to make the connections you got to make. I want you to believe in the self person and who you are inside. Because I know it's beautiful. You are awesome. There's some amazing quotes, and one that I saw that I really loved, and I think it's so appropriate to tell you. And I look at these different things every day because I want to be reminded, as you should. You should always want to be reminded. And I want to tell you a quote right now that really makes a lot of sense for all of this. It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you are not. That is exactly what's going on. And I know my theme has been getting you out of the basement. But I'll tell you what, I know everybody has one every single day at some point or at some point in the week or a month or a year. We all have things that happen. So wherever you are on that cycle of life, that circle of opportunity, that wheel of fortune. But hey, let's focus obviously on where this is going. It's stacking it up. It's moving it forward. It's gaining new tools. It's going to work every day on yourself with the toolbox or toolkit that gets you there. Hey, could you imagine if you were going to build a house today, the house of your life, and you did not bring the tools that you wanted or needed, I should say? The tools that you needed to go to work to build your house. And if you don't have them, how the hell are you going to build a house? It's just like success, folks. You got to bring the tools. You got to be able to go out there and perform. You can't sit back in the sorrows. You can't look at yesterday. It doesn't matter. Today is the day. Today is the day you make decisions, commitments, and you move forward in your life. I love you guys. I love you guys tuning in. I know this show is probably full and feisty, but it was for a reason. Everybody needs a checkup from the neck up. Everybody needs a little boost every once in a while. I hope this did that for you today, because guess what? It did it for me. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Gratitude for everything. And of course, grab some free tools, ChristopherCumby.com. And I'll catch you on the flip side, of course. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today and kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.